MPP Vincent Kay has left the Progressive Conservative Caucus amid allegations he was part of an election interference network directed by China's Toronto consulate. While the allegations against Mr. Kay are not proven, they are serious and deserve his full and undivided attention as he works to clear his name. As a result, and out of an abundance of caution, Mr. Kay offered to step away from the Ontario PC caucus to sit as an independent. The Premier agreed and has accepted his resignation effective immediately, a spokesperson in Premier Doug Ford's office told the Trillium late Friday. While the global news allegations about me are false and defamatory, I do not want to be a distraction to the government and take away from the good work Premier Ford is doing for the province of Ontario. Therefore, I am stepping away from the PC caucus in order to dedicate my time to clearing my name and representing my constituents, Kay said in a statement released just before 8 p.m. Earlier on Friday, Kay was removed from his role as parliamentary assistant to the Minister of Public and Business Service Delivery. He was going to be made chair of the Social Committee, according to a government press release. Kay agreed to take on different parliamentary responsibilities at this time as he makes every effort to clear his name, the spokesperson told the Trillium on Friday afternoon. A few other parliamentary assistants were shuffled to make up for Kay's loss. According to a report by Global News, sources allege Kay was a financial intermediary in Chinese election interference projects. Citing intelligence sources, Global said Kay received around $50,000 from the Chinese consulate as part of a larger project to transfer funds to federal election candidates and covert operatives who worked as campaign staff. Back in 2019, the National Post ran a story questioning Kay's ties to China, reporting that he had attended a government-run workshop in 2013 and appears to have maintained a close relationship with the consulate and Beijing-leaning groups like the Toronto Confederation of Chinese-Canadian Organizations. Global sources also allege the Confederation and its honorary chair, Wei Chengyi, were also involved in disbursing the funds. Wei was a guest at a Kay fundraiser, the Post reported at the time. He has denied any role in the scheme. During the 2022 election, the Ontario Liberal Party called for an OPP investigation into Kay, saying it had received a tip from an anonymous whistleblower that Kay, his staff, donors and their families had set up at least 15 hidden shell corporations, one of which had received a small provincial grant. The Liberals did not raise any concerns about electoral interference at the time but called on Kay to come clean about why the corporations had been established.